I happened to attend the PUSH Technology Summit in San Diego last April. I was strictly part of the entertainment package and contributed nothing to the information flow whatsoever, he said proudly. But I did become aware of a unique new skill. When one presenter stepped up to his machine, a guy next to me whispered, "Oh great, he's an awesome demoer." Another presenter was introduced as a demo god. A demo god, as I understand it, is a combination of super salesman, pyrotechnician, code monkey supremo, marketing hoo-ha, and the supreme being himself. Unencumbered by theology, his wide sails filled with the breezes of an unfettered free market. And some of these guys and products were pretty impressive. There was a voice recognition system, for example, by means of which you could retrieve messages by shouting at an artificial intelligence over your flip phone. I find the little notebook with phone numbers entered by pen in alphabetical order does the trick just fine, and unless I misplace the notebook, I never have to worry about lost data, but certainly the idea of shouting at an artificial intelligence on a cordless does have enormous appeal. The thing that depressed me about the convention was the relentless practicality of the products being pushed. A Doom-like video technology, for example, was touted as a tool for real estate agents to allow home buyers to tour a house over the internet. Cool, yes, but why? Are home buyers and agents too damn lazy to hop in the car and check out the house in person? Can we punch a hole in the wall of this virtual house? Can we set fire to the couch? No? Then what good is it? All of these things, of course, work fine up there in the podium, as we all know from personal experience. Once they enter your system, they will only work after 12 ritual sacrifices have been made to the gods of tech support. Then there's PUSH technology itself. As I understand it, this is a desperate new business model, X in a series of attempts to make money off the internet. Kind of like email or a magazine subscription. You pay a fee, and every day, or once a week, or once a month, your horoscope, sports stats, stock quotes, or Dilbert will slide onto your desktop without benefit of browser. Again, this could be cool, but I want all of these things to go away if I shout at them. As it stands now, every time I scream at my computer, nothing happens at all. And that's not right. You kidding me? With today's technology, that's just not right. I gotta go.